Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God from God's book, getting back to the Word of God. Real joy to come to your place of listening every Sunday morning. We appreciate this opportunity, open door we have to try to preach the gospel to you, try to be a help to you. And as we're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're not here to hurt anybody's feelings. We're not here to justify sin. We're here to glorify the Lord and preach the Word of God just like God said it in His precious book. Amen. So it's good to be here. I trust you're making plans to be in the house of God today and be where God can bless you and get some help spiritually for your soul today. You do need some help. You may think you make it by yourself, but you need some help from the Lord. And certainly He's willing to give that to you today. The Bible said that we're to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, even so much the more as we see the day approaching. We're seeing bad times today, sinful times, wicked times, disappointing times. But I'm telling you, the Lord's coming, and it's exciting times because we know that Jesus is soon coming, even at the door. And things are pointing to His coming, and certainly you better be ready. If you're going to meet the Lord right, you better be ready, because He's going to come such an hour we think not. He's not going to announce it. He's just going to come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going home. Amen. So I trust you'll get ready to be with the Lord. If you're not saved, this will be a good time for you to get saved by God's wonderful grace. Amen. And so get in church this morning. Be in the house of God where God's man's preaching. Got a good King James Bible. And you say, well, I don't know where one of those are. Well, come over to our church. We got one. We'll give you one. Amen. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll certainly give you a Bible if you don't have a good King James Bible. And we'll let you listen while he preaches from it. Amen. So you come today, be in the house of God, Sunday school at 10 o'clock here at Mountain View Baptist, where we're members at, and 10:45 for the worship service. At 6 o'clock on the evening service, you come and be with us throughout the day today, 6 o'clock on the Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And so you come, be with us. God will bless you, believe you'll come and be with us in the house of God. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs. We've got a prayer list to pray for, and there's many names on that. We couldn't call them all out today, but we're going to refer it to the Lord, and God is able to touch those hearts and bring those precious lives back where they need to be for the glory of God. And I pray that you will pray with us this morning as we seek the throne of grace. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the privilege, God, to just approach a throne room through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we come today needy creatures. We sure do need your help today. We do need your direction this morning as we open the Word of God, as we endeavor to preach the precious scriptures that you've given us and preserve for us for every generation. We've still got a copy of the Word of God today. Lord, help us to exalt the Lord Jesus this morning. I pray, have your way in every heart. Touch the sick, the suffering, the shut-ins, those not able to get out, go and be in the house of God. Pray, God, you bless them this morning. God, give them strength and give them grace, Lord, that only you can give. We love you. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for answers to prayer. You've been a good God. I want to praise you for it this morning, how you've answered prayer even for our house. I praise God for it. I thank you, Lord, for redemption through Jesus Christ. Have your will and way, and all you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning. You listen as they sing.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Would I just couldn't walk this road alone?
Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, you can make it a whole lot better with Jesus. I couldn't make it without him. I'm telling you, the midnight hours when I need some help, he's there. He's never failed to answer. He's never failed not to listen. I'm glad he's never left us alone. Jesus made a promise in the Word of God. Jesus said, and lo, I'm with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Now, if that doesn't mean what it says, what does it mean? He's with us all the way. That means that I've got a relationship with him that will never end, that will never cease, that will never pause. He's still going to be with me all the way to the end of this world. Amen. And then I'm going home with him. Amen. I'm going home with him. Praise God. You know why I'm going home with him? I'm going home with him because he's my Savior. And because I'm an heir of God with him and a joint heir with Jesus, an heir of God. And I'm kinfolk. I'm one of the family. We're going home. He's coming to get his own one of these days. And you better get saved before it's too late, because you'll be left behind if you don't get right with God. You certainly will. If you don't get born again, amen, you need to get born again. I know some folks have backslid on God, gotten away from the Lord, and miserable. God's dealing with their hearts. God's speaking to their lives, and they're refusing to listen. The rapture comes, you'll get caught out also, but you'll sure have to hang your head when you stand before him, because there's going to be a loss of rewards for you if you fail to live for the Lord. And he'll chastise you while you're here. He'll chastise you, and then he'll deal with you at the judgment seat of Christ. You'd go there with unconfessed sins that's not been dealt with. He'll deal with you at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Well, not going to preach on that this morning. So we've got another song now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you now as they sing.
Sweet is the message that Jesus sings. I'll share it as long as I breathe. Still fresh in my mind, grows sweeter with time. This message with you I now leave. I was a sinner, lost and alone, but Jesus came to me and made me his own. He paid with his life, I was born with that price, and now to him I belong. Do you hear it today? We trust him with faith, this message that Jesus saved.
Glad he does. Amen. Never got over that. Never will get over that. Amen. Well, and we've been trying to preach on a subject that's been on our heart for two or three weeks this week, and revival. I tell you, there needs to be a revival. There needs to be a revival. I'd say that again. There needs to be a revival. I'm not talking about a series of meetings, which that's good to have, but a lot of times we go through the series of meetings without any visible results, and I can't see anything about what the Lord may have done. And sometimes he's not done anything, but sometimes he does do things that we don't see that he does. But I'm telling you, there needs to be a revival in our land today. We talked about the first week on there needs to be revival of preaching the Word of God. I'm not talking about just teaching the Scriptures. I'm talking about old-fashioned, God-sent, Holy Ghost, God-called preaching the Word of God. There needs to be revival of preaching. We're living in a society where they want a teacher. They don't want anybody to raise their voice or, just get out of line or sweat and all these things. Don't want that. They just want somebody just to teach and be gentle and make us feel good, explain the Scriptures, and get us real deep theologically. You know, it's possible to get deep theologically and be as dry as a bone. Amen? And that's not what revival is. Revival is a stirring that God does in the hearts of His church. There's a stirring takes place, and it produces a rejoicing, a joy in the hearts of those that are saved by God's grace. Now, that's what revival does. David said there in Psalms 85, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Thy people. He's talking about God's saved people, God's sent people, those folks that have the name of Christ. He was talking about them. He's talking about us that are saved by God's grace. "Wilt not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee." We belong to somebody. We got the characteristics of God in our souls, and we're to live like Him and to act like Him and to respond like Him. God loves the truth, and we ought to love the truth also. So we talked about a revival of preaching the Word of God. Then we talked about there needs to be a revival of hearing of the Word of God. He said in Hebrews 5:11, "You're dull of hearing. You are not listening to what I'm saying. You're dull of hearing. I've been talking to you. I've been preaching to you. I've been speaking to you, and you're not listening to what I have to say unto you." Selective hearing, if you please, but you're dull of hearing. And the Bible said there in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, there's a famine of hearing the Word of God. There's a famine of hearing the Word of God. I said before, there's a lot of preaching going on today, but not a lot of hearing the Word of God as we know it today. Well, a famine of that. Folks just don't want to listen because it deals with our sins and deals with our lethargy and deals with our laziness, and we don't want to hear what the Bible has got to say. Well, I'm not going to re-preach all of that this morning, but there ought to be a revival of doing the Word of God. I ought to be revival of doing the Word of God. Well, you say, "Preacher, if it's preached, if it be heard, what should we do with it then?" Well, do what it says. Amen. Needs to be a revival of doing the Word of God. Well, he deals with that in the book of James chapter 1. And of course, after that, he deals with verses 16, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." He said, I don't want you to be wandering around from side to side and from here to yonder and from here to back and hopping around all over the community, from church to church and from place to place. Do not err in your Scriptures. Do not err in your faithfulness to the Word of God and to the house of God. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of His own will begot He us with the Word of truth. And so why should we do it? Because it is the Word of truth. Of His own will He begat us with the Word of truth. Did you know the Bible said that it's not His will that any perish, but that all come to repentance? That's His will today, that everybody be saved by God's grace. Is everybody going to get saved? No. That's the reason hell is full today and enlarging itself every day, because folks are not listening to the Word of God. Sinners are not listening to the Word of God, and that do what the Scripture says. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And that's what the Lord tells you to do this morning. And Jesus already done everything that needs to be done to get you to heaven. You've just got to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we need to do the Word of God today. But he said, now the Bible said, and the reason some folks are not doing the Word of God today is simply this, in verses 21. He said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And then he said, now look in verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Now I said a while ago, we need to hear the word of God, but my friend, we need to do the word of God. What does the Bible say, tell us to do? I'm to be a doer of the word, but be ye doers of the word. You say, well, preacher, let me get my Hebrew lexicon and let me see what that means in the Hebrew and in the Greek, and let's find out what that really means. I can tell you already what it means. It means be ye doers of the word. Amen. And that's what it's translated for. And the English is for you to understand what he says for us to do. And be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't just listen to it, but do what it's got to say. Are you doing of the scriptures? And of course the Bible said, if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Forgetteth what manner of man he was. If you don't do the scriptures after you hear the scriptures, even after you get saved by the word of God, if you don't do the scriptures in your daily life and in your church life, and brother, pretty soon you'll forget what manner of man you was. Brother, you'll get back in the old ways. Amen. What manner of man you was. Not that you are, but you was. And then so you're forgetting something and forgetting what manner of man that you used to be before God found you. And because you're not doing the scriptures, you're not studying the word of God, you not learned. And then the very next verse tells us about that and deals with that situation. He said, for whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And so what's he doing there? He's telling you in that verse of scripture, that when he said, but whoso looketh, that word looketh stands out to me this morning. That word looketh, you've got to look into the word of God. You've got to look into the perfect law of liberty. You'll not find that where you're at in the Lord until you look into the word of God. Amen. You've got to look into the scriptures, and then you're going to do them. You got to learn them, and you got to study them. And he said, and whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. And he said, I want you to keep on doing for the Lord what you started out doing a long time ago when God saved you. Keep on doing what God has sent you out there to do. You to be a witness. How long has it been since you told somebody about what happened to you when Jesus saved you? And that's what Paul told every time that he went somewhere, and he told about what happened unto him. And so we're to be doers and continuing therein the word of God that we've looked into, that perfect law of liberty, grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord, and be able to tell somebody else about the hope that's within us, and tell them how to get saved by God's grace, and continue in that work today. And so he said, don't forget what manner of man that you was. And if you don't do that, you're going to forget where you used to be, and pretty soon you'll be just like you used to be. Amen. Well, the Bible said you're to look. And there's another word in this verse also today. And then he said, but a doer of the work, a doer of the work, a doer of the work. You've got to do the work that's found in the Word of God. Well, you want to know how to serve God? Look in the Scriptures. How did they serve God? How did they worship God? How did they win souls? Well, they testified. They taught the Word of God. They preached the Scripture. They sung the songs of Zion, and they prayed to the God of heaven. If you want to learn to be a soul winner, look at take Paul and Silas in the jail there and see in Acts chapter 16 and see what they were doing when they won this man to the Lord. And all of his family was won to the Lord also. And look at that, and you'll find out what continuing is. Well, a doer of the work. And so do the work that's found in the Word. Look in the Word and find out what you're supposed to be doing. Amen. Be witnesses unto him, Jesus said, and be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and othermost parts of the earth. And we're to be witnesses of him. We're to sing the songs. Well, you got a lot of extra things going on in the church today. This trying to draw crowds and please the crowds. You've got everything in the world going on. You've got games and you've got all kinds of things happening. You got sports. Everything's going on in the house of God today. And my friend, to try to draw the crowd and try to win the souls. You know how to win a soul. Get on them under the Word of God. Amen. Witness to them. Talk to them. Pray for them. And get them out of the church. And when you get to church, do what you're supposed to be doing. Witness and pray and sing and shout. Rejoice and preach. Amen. That's what it's going to take to get this revival going in our land today, is getting back to the Bible way of doing the Word of God. And so he talks about that doing well. He's going to do the work. This man shall be what? Blessed in the Lord. This man shall be blessed in the Lord. You want to know how to get blessed? Do it God's way. Amen? Do it God's way. You want to know how to get blessed? Do it God's way. There's a way to do it, and do it the Lord's way, and there's a blessing in obeying. The Bible said, if except a man strive lawfully, he shall not be crowned. Amen? There's no rewards for doing it the wrong way. Amen? You think the ends justifies the means. Well, God don't look at it that way. God's got a way to do it, and God said to do it that way. And brother, when you preach the Word of God, you testify about His good grace, you pray to the God of heaven, you sing the songs of Zion, you teach the Word of God, you've got a program that God uses to build His church in this world today. Amen. Folks have lost faith in the Word of God. Amen. Some of you preachers lost faith in the Word of God. That's the reason you're trying everything else in your church. I've been preaching and singing and praying and shouting. Amen. You're trying everything else to try to get the folks to come to church. Trying everything you can just to get them in the house of God. Don't matter if it's in the Scriptures or not. Just go ahead and do it. If you got the crowds, just go ahead. Well, the Bible don't teach it that way. And so he's talked about that. So we're to be doers of the work and not hearers only. And this man shall be blessed in his deed. God's blessings are upon those that obey the Scriptures and do what God tells us to do by doing the Word of God. By doing the Word of God. By doing the Word of God. There needs to be revival in our churches today of doing the Word of God. Well, I've got a good idea how that's going to draw some crowds. I've got a theory that'll draw some crowd. Have you found it in the Bible? Is it in the Scriptures? Give me a verse. Give me a chapter. Is it in there today? If it's not in there, don't do it. But it's in there, do it. God's always blessed it. God's built His church by doing that. And today, God gets saved. You say, how many get saved? I don't know. I don't keep count. Only God does. And brother, listen, God's not counting noses. God's counting hearts. Amen. God counts hearts. He don't count noses. Amen. Well, you see, and so we need to do that. Need to be revival in this world of doing the Word of God. A revival of doing the Scriptures. Have you got a Bible today? Look into it and find out how to do it. Amen. You say, well, how do I build a church? Look in the Bible and find out how to do it. Amen. The book of Acts tells you how to build a church. Amen. It's found in there. Look how they did it. That's where the early church started in Acts chapter 2. It got started out there. God sent the Holy Spirit and it filled the believers. The reason we're not having spiritual results today is because we got a bunch of church folk that don't know what it means to be filled with the Spirit and be blessed of God and be used of the Lord and be good witnesses of His grace, because they're depending entirely upon the flesh to build the work of God. And it's just not working today. This world is getting wickeder and wickeder by the day. Needs to be revival. of doing the Word of God. We need that in this life today. We need that in our county. We need it in our city today. Doing the Word of God. Do what the Scriptures say. When you get the house of God, are you at all concerned about worshiping God? Do you go there prepared to worship? Have you got your hearts and minds on the things of God? The songs, are you listening to what the scriptural songs are saying to you into your heart? Are you got a spirit of worship in your heart, mind, and your life? Are you listening to the Word of God being preached? Is there a response from your heart to the Word of God today? Well, if there's not something wrong, amen, get right with God. Needs to be revival of doing the Word of God. Till next Sunday is our prayer. God bless you.